paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So you may or may not have heard about the Respectful Marriage Act being signed recently by Joe Biden, which repeals the Defense of Marriage Act, which is obviously similarly named, but does something very different. It banned federal recognition of same-sex marriage by limiting the definition of marriage to the union of one man and one woman, and it also allowed states to refuse to recognize same-sex marriages granted under the laws of other states as well. There was a need for this by the Democrats because they wanted to preemptively enshrine the legal right for same-sex marriage before Obergefell versus Hodges of 2015 was overturned. And the reason that they suspected it might be overturned is that after Roe v. Wade was overturned, Justice Clarence Thomas stated that other Supreme Court cases such as that one could be subject to the same level of scrutiny because he believes that they are more activist-y, I suppose. That it's judicial activism is the correct term.
So they're worried that Clarence Thomas and some of the other conservative members of the Supreme Court are going to behave the same way that Democrat judges have
not
behaved
even
for the past 60,
that necessarily,
70 years.
Because it is unconstitutional to force this sort of issue on the states, but it's become all too common for them to do this sort of thing.
I wasn't too aware of what happened to create the legal case for gay marriage in the US. It was just one of those things where all of a sudden, back in 2015, everyone went, oh, gays can get married now. And that was it. So it was Obergefell. It's weird American names. I assume they're from like Wisconsin.
I'd just call it Obergefell.
Obergefell.
Or Obergefell.
Obergefell, who knows, v. Hodges, is one of those legal precedents that wasn't signed into any law or anything, but they use it as the precedent to show that it is legal, despite the fact that the Defense of Marriage Act still meant that, the federal government weren't recognizing, or at least...
The states were allowed not to recognize
The states were allowed not to, even though Obergefell versus Hodges made it so that the legal precedent made it so that they had to do gay marriage.
Yes. It basically forced the states to do this.
All right.
I think it was under the 14th Amendment as well.
That's always fun when you can just get laws and, you know, particular practices and cultural things that your state wants and they just get overturned because some judge says so.
It's somewhat unsurprising, though, that Biden is forcing through things in a sort of unconstitutional way to support gay marriage. But
that's how progressives have got all of their wins since the progressive era.
We're not necessarily going to focus on that. We're not going to talk about the legal side of things. We're going to talk about the actual process of Joe Biden signing it, and more particularly, who he invited to be there. But first, it's worth mentioning that we have an article by Luna on the website titled Trans Activists and Their Transgressions, where she talks, believe it or not, about the transgressions of trans people, which are many. I'm amazed you can fit them all in.
Yes, sadly they are... not the people of highest character, as far as I've noticed.
So, to vindicate you almost immediately, here is an article from the Daily Mail, which is really good at documenting the background of these questionable people that Biden invited to the White House. And it's titled, Drag Queen Invited to White House for Marriage Equality Bill Signing tweeted, the kids are out to sing and suck D while another performed for children in a church.
And that just makes sense that Biden would want this person there.
And I'm going to read from the body of the article, because this is some pretty horrific stuff. So it says, among those who attended the White House's ceremony for the signing of the legislation codifying same-sex marriage with two drag queens, one of whom once tweeted, "The kids are out to suck D." And that is, they literally put D. I'm not abbreviating it, but you know what that means, right?
I mean, it would be hard to try and sell it as anything else after you tweeted that out, wouldn't you? I mean,
yeah.
Once again, Twitter seemingly doesn't care about things like this, or at least didn't care about things like this before, mm-hmm. Elon. Because as much as, you know, free speech and all that, somebody says that, mm-hmm. you're off my platform. I'm getting rid of you. But then again, Yoel Roth seems to, the previous head of Trust and Safety.
You mean the guy who wrote an entire book about Grindr?
Well, I think it was his PhD dissertation. Okay. But yes,
he did a book as well, I think.
Yeah, well, he wrote his PhD dissertation about why... teenagers should be allowed on Grindr because we need to encourage spaces for queer youth.
You mean he was the head of Trust and Safety at Twitter, and while mysteriously Twitter, they didn't remove any child porn.
And as soon as he's gone, all of a sudden it starts to get cleared up.
Within about 48 hours, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Ugh. So it says, another performed for a group of kids in a church in New York in August where social pressure was put on students of Grace School to enjoy the show, which is a bit gross. Marty G. Cummings, a New York City-based drag queen and activist, was pictured at the event alongside fellow drag queen Britta Filter, which I believe... Why would you choose to take your name from a water filter? Britta is a manufacturer of water filters, and they've literally got filter in the name. It's like... Why?
That's really funny.
Of all the names to choose.
I mean, I'm just going to throw this one out there. All those times, you know the way that we constantly get, oh, drag queens aren't inherently sexual or anything mm-hmm. like that, even though, I mean, do you expect me... I've got eyes. I can see that they're very sexual. When you've got somebody who performs under the name Marty G. Cummings, spelled C-U-M-M, I don't think that you're going to slip that one past me. Sorry, mate.
No.
It's absolutely ridiculous they expect people to fall mm-hmm. for this. It's mainly just, they just berate you until you submit. Just don't submit. Mm-hmm. That's the easy thing, just don't submit.
The article continues referring to this person as Filter, which I think is a bit ridiculous, but okay. Filter starred on season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race. So, supposedly a famous tranny, which makes it all the better, apparently. Ugh. I remember being made to watch that show, and my goodness.
Yeah, I have spent plenty of time with my missus, and when she's been hanging out with all of her female friends, and women love that show for some reason. And I can only assume it's because women, being like pigeons, see bright colours, they see shiny things, they see lots of action and happiness and smiling, and it activates like the prehistoric Neanderthal part of their brain that just wants to... I don't know, be distracted.
So you're saying women are basically magpies?
Yes. I mean, wasn't this
I'm accidentally
obvious?
Doing the Channel 4 Jordan Peterson interview. So, what you're saying is...
Except instead of me going, no, actually, here's what I mean, I'm just Chad, yes.
It continues on to say, Cummings posted pictures on their Instagram page showing them in men's clothes on the White House lawn on their Instagram... And it says, on their Instagram bio, Cummings described themselves as a non-binary drag artist.
Why so, men's clothes? That's not very representative. No. Where was the queer representation? I thought queer was supposed to be like transgressing moral boundaries. Mm-hmm.
So if you show us...
oh, no.
John, what they actually looked like here. It's there they are in normal clothes.
Oh, no. I think I know who this... I've seen pictures floating around Twitter of this particular person.
Oh, dear. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Why would you invite these people?
Well, most of these pictures I always see are drag queens. And it's the same when I have been subjected to RuPaul's Drag Race. They've always got their mouths wide open. They're always screaming about something. It's one of the... I mean, even beyond all of the weird, creepy sexual stuff, surely I just want to protect my own child's hearing. Stay away from the drag queens. They will deafen you.
They'll blind you too, apparently. Mm. But yeah, I find it strange as well that they're just like, yeah, well, this isn't sexual. Then the Daily Mail has to blur some of the screenshots of what they do. And you have
literally got Cummings in yeah. your name.
And the Daily Mail isn't exactly a highbrow outlet. They'll get pictures of Kim Kardashian's behind and just be like, this is a news story. I have to read the news and I despise this sort of thing. So if it's too much for the Mail, which is too much for me. It should be, you should be giving it your utmost scorn. So, it carries on to say, earlier this year, Cummings tweeted, "The kids are out to sing and suck D." And in another message, they said, "Anyone who thinks drag isn't for children is wrong." I mean, they just stated it, didn't they?
Okay, I mean, all right. I mean, if you could just put your hands behind your back and we'll read you your rights and we'll get you right off to prison, all right, then you've just... That's a confession, right?
Yes.
Surely that's a confession. Drag is for kids. Drag is about kids sucking D. Okay, that's a hell of an admission right there.
It's amazing that, you know, back in the day, people used to do background checks to see who's going to the White House. Apparently just openly inviting people who are signalling paedophilia.
It distresses me that there are some parents that are either stupid enough to fall for all of the rhetoric, degenerate and immoral enough to actually think that this is good for their children, or pathetic and cowardly enough to just let themselves be browbeaten into it. Because, like, I'm sorry, this...
is very weird, isn't it?
All I need is a Netflix logo and a black and white filter, and this is the start of a true crime documentary, okay? That's what's going on here.
It's going to be like the Jeffrey Dahmer one. It's going to be tagged as LGBT.
Yeah, and then they're going to freak out about it. It's got nothing to do with being gay. It's got nothing to do with them being drag queens.
Why was Silence of the Lambs so compelling? I mean, why was Buffalo Bill such a believable character? I mean, I can't possibly tell you. So it carries on to say, Cummings posted a photo showing them with three fellow drag queens and a young child. The message read, "He wants to perform with us next year."
I mean, he might. Whether he should? No.
Are those really his own ideas? Do you think a young boy is just like, yes, I want to dress like a woman and prance around?
It looks like five.
Mince about.
It looks like his teeth are still coming in.
Mm-hmm. He wants to play Minecraft. That's what he wants to do.
He yearns for the mines. I can see it.
It carries on to say, in 2019, Cummings went viral after they were recorded singing the children's song Baby Shark to a two-year-old whilst wearing thigh-high boots and shorts. So it keeps on getting worse, doesn't it?
Well, sorry, if it weren't for the fact that this person's a drag queen, if it was just like a woman in that same outfit, you probably would still be like, that's kind of like a bit weird. Bit weird. Also, Daily Mail, you can condemn this all you want, but if this person identifies as non-binary and you're respecting the pronouns by writing they instead of he, which would be actually accurate, you are falling into their trap and kind of tacitly endorsing this by respecting the pronouns. So next time you write about anybody who's non-binary, just use the actual correct pronouns, which
it.
Is he or it as well. Yeah, actually, to be fair, I would like to see some its in there as well.
Carries on to say, on December 13, they posted from the White House, "Proud to be a drag artist in politics with my sister, Britta Filter, representing the White House for signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. Both performers are known for appearing for children at their controversial drag queen story hour." It just keeps on linking to other things,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Just a week ago, Cummings posted a photo at one such performance alongside the caption, "Despite what conservatives say, this is a family-friendly event. This family-friendly event, sorry, is a way to spread joy, teach acceptance and love."
Well, no, that's exactly what the conservatives say it is. It's spread joy to the drag queens, teach acceptance, brainwash the children, and love, potentially molest the children. That's everything what the conservatives are saying it should be. And also, once again, they can say, oh, it's not political. Proud to be a drag artist in politics. Wow, it's like you're a political activist or something. You've literally been invited to the White House. You can't claim to be oppressed when the White House... Yeah, you can say, oh, like 95% of the general public hates me. Yeah, but you've got the majority of the elites on your side, the ones in power, and that's what actually matters.
Isn't all of this drag queen stuff political anyway, really? It is linked to politics almost explicitly.
I'm sure Connor would be able to give you a better rundown, but when you go back to like the early queer theorists, like Gail Rubin, Judith Butler and stuff, they talk about queer ways of living being a way to try to insert this politics in where people don't expect it. It's a way to transgress moral and social boundaries. And it's basically just, if they shove it in your face, You've either got to react against it, at which point they'll just call you a homophobe or something, which is the sort of stuff that we get and loads of people get, or you accept it. Those are the only two reasonable responses. And when they say you're a homophobe, well, when you've got the entirety of the legal system behind them saying that, oh, you can't be a homophobe, you can't do this, you can't do that, they're going to, you know, make some victories. But I hope we can turn this around. But Biden has just signed this law into effect, so...
It carries on to say, in 2020, Cummings tweeted, F the police, and yes, we want to defund the police. Yes, we want to abolish ICE. No, we won't settle for anything less. We'll continue to fight for this to happen. Not political.
I feel like, you know, this person who is doing sexual dances around children would probably have a vested interest in abolishing the police.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Seeing as they're their main antagonist, they're the ones who are going to be like, yes, leave those kids alone. You're coming with me. That sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it? Oh dear.
Like Officer Roger Waters shows up. Hey, leave them kids alone.
I did think of that, actually. It continues to say, the drag queen also promoted a coffee brand named ACAB Coffee. Of course, ACAB meaning all cops are bastards. Bit of a generalisation, don't you think? Cummings regularly posted anti-police messages on their social media. Don't think it's particularly good optics on top of all of the other stuff for the people at the White House to invite someone like this, considering they've the official Biden line is to renounce defunding the police, isn't it?
Yeah, right? If I remember, I don't remember what his initial position was during 2020 in the lead up to the elections, but as soon as he got in power, they all just, a lot of those Democrat cities seemed to go, well, that was a bad idea.
Mm. Well, yes, the crime rates mysteriously shot up. I mean, who'd have thought that
if we stop over policing these criminal ghettos, that the people just stop doing crime. Surely, as soon as the police leave, what happens is everybody joins hands across, like hold hands across America, whatever that was back in the 80s. You know, they all hold hands and start singing Kumbaya. That's what I understood was supposed to happen.
I think black communities in America have as much of a problem with over policing as they do over fathering, which is not at all. So, it carries on to say, in August, Britta Filter performed for students at Grace Church High School, an independent Episcopal school that costs $57,000 a year. Imagine paying those fees for your child to then pretty much get... What's the official term? Like, sexually imposed upon? I don't know how you would put it.
Brainwashed.
I suppose that's a simpler way of putting it.
That's a simpler way of putting it. I mean, groomed as well.
That is a much better way of putting it.
It's literally in the name of, of your segment.
So it carries on to say, there was tons of social pressure to dance along and pretend like it was normal for sure, one unnamed student told the Post-Millennial, whether it be people tapping on the shoulder or telling them to stand up or just a collective staring contest at whoever wasn't totally participating.
That's just slightly evil.
Yes.
Slightly evil, because that's just what they were doing back in the Cultural Revolution. The only way they could have made it closer to a Maoist revolution is if they all started pointing at them and berating them, which I'm sure they actually did.
I remember being told off at school for not singing my hymns loudly enough. I'd just mumble them so I didn't have to sing because I was embarrassed.
See, I was the opposite because back in my school, I was desperate for validation in primary school. And they used to give out little golden stars to those that they saw in the crowd singing along with all their heart. So I would sing along with all my little heart to try and get that gold star. I never got one.
I was out to destroy the system, what can I say?
I was a suck-up, what can I say? I was licking the boot of big school.
I was already a libertarian, fresh out of the womb. I was born that way.
You came out sideways just to show your mum who's really boss.
It carried on to say, another student said, immediately upon entering, there was a person handing out stickers with pride flags on them, unironically saying, take one or you're homophobic.
I mean, that's just the tactic.
Mm-hmm. And it carries on to say, President Joe Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act in a ceremony attended by thousands on the White House South Lawn. Both Cummings and Filter have performed for young audiences, with Cummings repeatedly putting on kids' shows in progressive communities like Provincetown, Massachusetts. Cummings wrote on their Instagram page, on the day of the event, y'all MAGA cult crazies get peed about a tweet where I call my friends kids and twist it to fit your narrative, but don't want to do anything to stop gun violence.
I don't... What? I don't know why you would, in that context...
draw attention to that?
No. I don't know why in the context of the original tweet you would call your friends kids when referring to them sucking D. That's a bit of a reach there. Bit of a reach.
I fail to see that it's just a poor judgment call.
I
think there's something a bit more going on there.
I also fail to see how this is MAGA cult crazies misinterpreting the original tweet. The original tweet's pretty blunt.
Mm-hmm. Also, the idea that people who support Trump don't want to stop gun violence is a bit crazy. I mean, they want to stop immigration, for one, which is a good way of stopping gun violence.
They also want the inner city ghettos to become more police presence, so that gun crime and violence in those places and crime in general goes down. So,
and also when it comes to things like school shootings, which I think this is referring to, I think the line often is that it's not the guns that are doing it, it's the people who need mental health treatment, which is fair enough. Actually, if you banned all of the guns, there would still be the psychological impulse for people to want to do this. And we do...
I think the problem is that even if you banned all of the guns in America, you wouldn't be able to collect all of them. Buyback circumstances might get a decent percentage of them, but they wouldn't work entirely. Excuse me, you'd still have people in the cartels bringing over illegal firearms from Mexico. You know, one of the things that we've known from experience is that when you put in these gun control laws, in particular states and cities, they just don't work because people will find illegal routes of getting guns to where they need them anyway.
But the notion that people on the right don't care about children being shot, I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, leftists literally don't think the right are human, so...
Yeah, it's unbelievable, really, because, of course, the right wants to solve the actual source of the problem, which is the motivation for people wanting to do it in the first place, rather than a palliative measure of taking away the means of doing it. It's like preventing someone from committing suicide, not by giving them a will to live, but by removing all of the rope from their house. It's like, you're not really doing them much good. Yeah. I mean, it's better. It might be better than nothing in that particular instance, but still, you want to be going to the root cause of the problem, not attacking the means.
Ah, these people are idiots.
Yes, obviously.
We know this. Sadly, they're powerful idiots.
And they said, all the right has to go on is bigoted talking points. Give it a rest. Oh, and stop sending me death threats. Thanks.
Not endorsing the death threats, but I am just going to suggest that maybe they would clear up if you stopped performing in front of children. That's all you need to do. And rescind your previous comments instead of just trying to obviously BS about them and say, oh, I was just referring to my friends as kids, just like everybody does.
So I know we've covered this sort of degeneracy many times, but I thought it was very interesting just the lengths of in which it goes and the fact that it's in the highest office in the land. Although I do think that the office has been somewhat demeaned since its current dementia patient in chief.
Are you surprised that Biden's hanging out with such people? Are we sure they weren't exchanging tips? And you can
Is that a double entendre?
It can be taken any way you want, baby.
So yes, that's probably something you could have done without hearing, but there you go. You're welcome.
We hope you enjoyed that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, and we all wish you a very Merry Christmas. This year, a good gift might be a £5 subscription to access all of the premium content on our website, such as Beau's interview with the leader of Reform UK, Richard Tice, where he asks him all sorts of contentious questions I'm sure you'd wish to put to our potential future Prime Minister. And if you'd like to see all of the content that Beau is putting out, you can go over and follow him on Getter at Beau Dade. Thank you for watching and goodbye.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.